North Reading hockey coach John Gigliotti is joining us here on MSO News Sports. And John, welcome. Congratulations on the double overtime win against Lincoln Sudbury. Let's talk about that game first. Tell me about it.
It was just a fantastic hockey game for, I think, just for about everybody, for the players, for the fans. It meant an awful lot to our school and also to our community. I think, the person that might have had, didn't enjoy it the most was probably me and my assistant coaches. It was a game that had, I think, just a little bit of everything. It had scoring chances, it was physical, and the only thing I guess it didn't have was a lot of goals, and only one was scored, and it was, by our team, which made it for just a super memorable night for the team.
All right, now you're moving on. Tuesday night, Songas Arena, D2 semifinal game, and it's Stoneham. Tell me about, how do you see that?
Stoneham is a very formidable foe. They play in the Middlesex League. They play a Division I schedule for the most part. I saw them play a little bit. My son plays at Reading High, and I was at that game, so I have a little bit of them, at least from that game. So I know that they're going to be a tough match. They're very well coached. They have a good goaltender, some defensemen are really good, a balanced scoring attack. So, it's going to be a tough physical game, like every game is, I think, in the state tournament at this point moving forward. There's no bunnies, and actually there weren't any since the tournament started. It was comprised of a lot of good teams that were really well balanced, and I'm not expecting anything more than a 1 or 2 goal game either way, depending on and I'm hoping that we're on the winning side, but it's going to be a tough game for sure.
Now in that same bracket, the other game that night finds Saugus versus Lowell Catholic. We just talked with Coach Jeff Natalucci of Saugus. How do you see that game, his game on us on Tuesday?
You know, it's funny because I saw both teams. We actually played both teams in non-league games. So, again, I think it's a coin flip. Jeff does a good job with, keeping his team and getting them ready. And Tom Curran over at Lowell Catholic has done just an outstanding job all year. We beat Saugus by a couple of goals when we played them, and Lowell Catholic got us by a couple of goals. So, it's really difficult for me to say. I can just say that it's going to be a close game like our game is going to be, and it's going to come down to usually is in the playoffs, goaltending and who's going to be more opportunistic with their chances. So that should be a fun game, and our game should also be very competitive.
Hey, John, I know our time is very short, so I'll leave it to one last question, and that's kind of an open-ended thing. Any news with the team or anything else? Anything you'd like to talk about the team and how it has come together, or how you assess the play of your team right now?
Yeah, it was hard. That game that we played, Bill, was a 10-day layoff. The opening round bye is great for a lot of reasons, but we had to knock some rust off early. So we try to prepare as best we could without a game, but there's nothing like game preparation. So I felt like we weren't our best early on in that game, and we started to kind of move towards who we are a little bit later on. And so I feel like now we're back maybe in sync with each other, where I felt like we were a little bit out of sync with each other. So, I'm hoping that we can, get back to where we were at the mid-season form, where, there wasn't really a team that we felt that we couldn't compete well against, no matter who it was. And there's a good positive energy level coming out of the locker room, and they're a great group of kids. They're very unassuming, and it's just been fun to coach them. So I'm looking forward to kind of having them keep that even keel about themselves, and then follow the message of the most important shift is the next one, and that's the only thing that's on their mind right now. And that one's coming up on Tuesday at 7:30
against Stoneham at Songas Arena. John, hold on the line just a second. John Gigliotti, the boys ice hockey coach at North Reading High School. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.